to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What is up, Pulsars? My name is Kay Maskay Kaza Kanye Silebu Kansha, and welcome to Music Pulse. Back at it, it's a Tuesday, and you are tuned into Music Pulse. I'm not alone, I'm with.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Izinja.
Izinja. No, you can't say that. You're not Izinja.
Okay.
Tachi? What's up, Sadat? Tachi.
And?
It's at La Vida Nota, the Music Business Authority.
Yes,
in my old shoes, because I was promised new shoes. I brought new socks.
Yeah.
And Spiso is not a man of his word, but yeah.
He's not on the promised shoes?
You know,
he doesn't come from home.
Oh. What do you mean?
We didn't sleep at home.
Does that matter?
Okay.
Doesn't mean I didn't have a change of clothes. Look at me. I'm ironed. I'm freshly ironed. This was ironed this morning. This is old.
But you got paid. We can go to shopping.
No. I told you I don't wait for a salary. I don't wait for a salary.
You promised him shoes?
He promised me. And he said he's gonna do it on his salary. And now he's saying, no, they're coming from overseas. The flight is whatever they change.
Is that really what he said?
You know what I mean? Something about, you know.
You promised people shoes now.
Bro.
Dog, that's what he said on the first episode. He's like, we're going to dress this nigga up. We're going to swag him out. You know what I mean? He will stop wearing his free giveaway clothes.
So there's new money that will come from when you're late. That 800. So we'll accumulate it and buy his shoes. So we came with a new strategy. Whoever's late, we take eight clips.
Yeah.
So that's, in a month.
That's your way to make Mars pay instead
in
of you.
In a month. No, even I will end up paying.
My goodness.
Come on. Okay, guys. Okay.
Mars was like 2 hours late. You're already late.
So I didn't see the call time. You know, you guys know that we have multiple group chats, right? And remember, we're having that conversation about when to shoot, right?
Uh-huh.
Our call time nowadays, since the new era started, is after 2, right? When we're having that conversation, deciding as to if we're going to shoot yesterday or today, that's where it got. And then they decided, no, we're going to shoot today. I said, okay. Yeah. After that conversation, nothing else was shared. In my head, it's 2:30 because our call time is always that time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I
said. So hold on. Yeah, anyway. When you heard it was call time, it means you had to hop in the shower.
I mean, obviously, then after there was other conversations and then that conversation had been concluded. I mean,
of a day.
Yes, of the day.
Okay.
Would see, like, there was no call time shared on the
So what did you do? You woke up to a call.
I was there.
You were up already.
I was.
You're dressed,
said to Tachi, yes,
you're
I was.
Showered.
Yes, I literally said to Tachi, because I always booked like my Uber prior, like time good, okay, must be here by the time.
Okay,
always when I come to my shoots, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I'm about to head out the house. And then he's telling me, I'm like, what? Wait. But yeah, guys, I'm really, really sorry.
No problem.
I apologize. What's on your pulse?
I hope I'll have new shoes by next week.
Can we confirm that?
No.
He even knows my size.
What's on your personal tour?
Baal. I went to Baal.
How was it?
It was nice. I called Tachi like on my way there because like I thought like he was the plug. You know, I'm like, yo, Tachi, I'm on my way to Baal. Where we at with the tickets game? He's like, how fine. You still need tickets. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm trying to, you know, see the Baal. I said, yo, let's go to Baal. You know what I mean? I'm gonna come through to your city. You know, I'm gonna be in PTA. You know, Tachi said, nah. He wasn't planning on going today on the Friday. So I ended up having to, you know, go to Ticketmaster quickly. Copying, you know, a couple tickets quickly, you know, last minute. I don't want to bother anybody, you know, even though I know the coach of the Joburg Giants, which is the team I was supporting. they lost badly. They lost badly, yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to bother nobody. So I was like, all right, no, cool. Let me pull up. And I pulled up. You know, it was nice. You know, I bumped into a lot of people there. I saw Munaka there.
Dope.
You know what I mean? She was very happy to see me. Yeah, she was very excited. You know, she had lots of compliments for you as well.
Thank you.
I mean? She says you're doing a great job on the show. So that's lovely to hear from her. Who else did I see? I saw Nandi.
Nandi what?
She sang happy birthday to me.
Nice.
Nandi what?
Yeah, well, we share a birthday, so, you know, like, it's not like she doesn't text me every Nandi birthday. Nandi
Matid. Oh,
you know, okay. So it's like a usual thing. You
the
know,
real obviously. Mama Winnie Mandela. That's actually the real Mama Winnie Mandela. Not the other ones that chose to multiply themselves.
Yeah.
There's other ones that chose to make duplicates. She multiplied.
Nah. Okay.
The other ones, they chose to make duplicates.
I hear you.
No, but yeah, I mean, isn't she the host of Apple Music Africa Radio?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's still in the music space as well, other than being, you know, Mama Zakes. So yeah, I saw her. That was nice. I saw Dr. Kanye, I think. Yeah, I didn't know if I'd met Dr. Kanye before. I think I'd only seen her on Instagram, but my goodness, wow. Like in real life, she looks amazing.
Did you have a conversation there?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you'd say yes.
How was it this time?
I think he's married or something.
How was it this time? Was it more niggas or more hands? Was it a nigger nation?
Lots of children, actually.
Oh, is it?
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was. But I'm sure there was lots of nice hands. You know what I mean? But I wasn't looking. Yeah, lots of children, lots of teeny boppers. Young Stunner pulled up.
Right.
Performance. You know what I mean? Young 7-minute performance, you know. But it was a dope, godly performance, man. I saw people posting videos of the performance saying, yo, the crowd wasn't really feeling it. You know, people can't afford tickets to go to shows. You know, they need to wait until month end, unfortunately, you know, sometimes. So they can't tell you the real experience. Yo, he killed it. That 7 minutes. I love the visuals that he had at the backdrop. You know what I mean? The way he worked the whole entire field as well. You know, the way he merged his songs as well. He started off with that song that he did with Zoe. What was that? What's his name? Tolela. 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 You understand? And then he mixed it with Abantwana Bakho. So it was like a merger of medleys. Amazing halftime performance. You know what I mean? And that was the halftime break between the two matches as well. So yeah, dope performance from him. Unfortunately, the South African team really lost.
Damn.
You know, they got trounced by Dakar City or Dar City. From Senegal, the AFCON champions. But yeah, man, otherwise, it was a great night. The one criticism I do have, though, is the DJs.
What about them?
I think they were playing Sexy Red, bro. It's like, you can't play Licheza. You can't play Sexy Red. You know, there's certain songs you can't play around, like, kids. This is like a child-friendly event. You know, it was school holiday. School holiday just started this weekend, you know, up until when is school opening again? You would know. You just left school.
The 8th.
The 8th of April. How on the 8th of April?
It's going to be on Wednesday, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Not the next week?
No, it's next week. They're going back on next week on the 8th.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I just fetched my daughter, so yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be the second weekend of Baal. And I think, who's performing there? Nasty C is performing that weekend. Dos was performing yesterday. I don't know who's performing today. And I guess people on the timeline would have seen the performances by the time this
The final lineup is out now.
It is.
So Usmanman is on there also.
Okay.
Nasty C.
No, I'm talking about this weekend.
No, I'm saying the full lineup for Ball.
Yeah.
Taka, why wouldn't you have access? Where's Sibu Mabena?
Where's Sibu? Sibu's around.
So why didn't you call Sibu?
No. I sent her a take. I don't think they're doing Ball this time around. She told me they're not doing Ball.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll ask her.
Taka doesn't know Ball.
I don't know Ball for real. So it's nice to see Small God, Usmanman, Netos, Cosma Puma, Kamompela, and Caesar. Well, Stan already did.
Kamompela.
Kamompela.
Yeah. Kamompela. Mafito, what's on your pulse?
What's up,
isn't it Kamompela?
Kamompela.
Huh? Or Kamompela?
Kamompela.
Kamompela.
That's on my part. So I've been outside. I attended two events. The first one I attended was
Why are you laughing, dog?
No, I thought
what's on your pulse?
No. I'm happy that you changed your pulse. I'm just happy you changed it because you are threatening me now at the garage. You just went to the garage now. No, carry on. You're leaving me alone. Carry on.
What are you doing at the garage?
Okay.
I win. You think I'll do it?
Yeah, continue.
What did you want to do? What did you want to say?
Continue.
This is my boy. I can't. Okay. So, on Wednesday, I think I went to Secret Garden with Mahu launch. Beautiful event, beautiful people. I thought I would have loved it, bro.
Why?
I was supposed to be there.
You would have loved it. Thank you very much.
I was supposed to be there.
Oh, there's a lot of beautiful people.
No, I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to be there. Like, I had, like, I don't know how many missed calls. I was supposed to be at the launch event. You know, where was it? Tel Aviv, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's nice food there and everything else. Yeah, expecting nice food.
Did you eat? Huh? Did you eat?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you did that interview with Yann
Olivier. Yeah, I was standing in for you. Yeah. You must, you owe me.
How about him?
How was the event?
You sent the invoice to Yann Olivier.
but I'm standing in for you, Mus.
Yes, you were.
So bring my money.
But you have to send it through them, to them. How?
So, I met beautiful people, a beautiful initiative she has. I can't wait for the actual event.
What is the initiative that she has?
She performed live.
I didn't get it from your interview. The interview is not really that great. What is the initiative? No, I'm just saying, what is the initiative? Like,
he's still talking. He's still about to tell us what's the initiative.
I saw in the interview you asked about
the... Okay, Taki, what's on your pulse?
No.
Yeah,
please finish your pulse. I'm really interested
in this. No, don't. Anymore.
Honor that chair of yours. Honor your chair, my nigga.
No.
Honestly, my features, I'm...
But I'm honoring my chair by respecting it.
Yeah.
I'm honoring it by respecting it. Okay. Don't allow it to be disrespected.
By who?
Huh?
By who?
He's disrespecting my chair.
No, man, I'm asking you, what's the initiative? I want to know, like, the details.
Yeah, but you can't say what's your initiative. Your interview was not that good.
No, I never said it wasn't.
I didn't get it from you. You were nervous.
Bro, South Africa loved the interview.
You were nervous.
I love the interview.
You were nervous. You were shaking like a leaf.
No.
It shouldn't matter.
Wait. You look like you didn't know what to say to her. You look like you didn't know whether you were sniffing her or you're not sniffing her or like, you know what I mean? You were dying from her aura. She was dog, you're defeated there. That's why I was like, this thing is not used to beautiful women.
That is a lie. He's lying, bro.
And no, she's saying it's var.
Okay,
no, it's
fine.
It's a saying. It's
but
thing.
Let me just, you see how you are going on about your thing, your pulse, and nobody interrupted you. If you spoke, you said your thing, and we wa da 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 da, it was good. Mm. So can he do his thing also?
Yes.
Okay. Like everybody else on this thing.
It's var.
It's var.
Thank you.
Mafizos.
I am genuinely want to know. Mafizos.
Yo, do your plans.
No, yes, the thing about.
No, I want to recharge. Okay, I'll recharge. Say your plans. Yeah. I'll recharge.
I mean, I was supposed to do Secret Garden also, but I forgot about it. I completely forgot about it until I saw Sfiso there and beautiful people. Mau in that, she was wearing a blue dress, right? Mm. Very beautiful.
Is that why you're wearing blue?
Yeah. Please. Fair later.
You're my blue.
Finish up your thing, bro. Finish up your thing.
No, I'm saying say your parts, then I'll come back. I'll recharge.
Are you sure?
I need to recharge. I need to get on my thoughts again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Be good. Honor your chain. Man, I went down memory lane this whole week, man. Mm. Cause it's like there's so much pressure on my shoulders. I don't know what these people are thinking, man, and now whatever. Everybody's like, no, dog. Hey, on the chair, we expect you to represent hip hop, dog. You're always a hip hop guy. You are out there with the hip hop cats on the streets, da 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 da. Now they're talking about hip hop and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, whatever. Nota, you started going out recently, bro. You were scared for your life a couple of months ago. Don't do that. Dobo? Yeah, you need to represent hip-hop, nigga, da-da, this. You need to tap into this person. So I was like, maybe I am losing it. Because also, I mean, I haven't been recording on TikTok. And back in the days, I'll always do, like, hip-hop reviews, albums, launches, blah, 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 blah. So I went down memory lane and I started listening to Flame again. Mm. Remember Flame?
Mm.
I went and I listened to Flame, dog. My favorite album was Candyman.
Mm.
Candyman was so fucking amazing.
The one that won a hip hop award.
I don't know why South Africa is not which hip hop award?
It's a hip hop award.
I didn't see that, but I really lost it. No. When I did the Summers in 2024, the album that was nominated was Note to Self.
No,
that was the album that was nominated. Candyman
was nominated at some point.
I didn't see that one.
It
was probably for the Metros, not the Summers.
Mm-mm. But continue.
I say hip hop. Oh yeah. So now I'm like, Fame is amazing, bro. And now when Aries did his show yesterday at Propaganda and he sold out and he had, you know, Blackie out there doing his thing. That was the longest line of Propaganda. Shout out to Aries, man. People bought tickets.
To go see Aries.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any hits.
Excuse me?
No, I'm just saying.
Why do you say that?
No, I always say that. Okay. I always say that.
Bro, Aries has hits. Paradise.
He doesn't have hits, but he has tickets.
Meanwhile in Honey Juice.
He has tickets.
Meanwhile in Honey Juice is a classified. It's a classic. That's a song. He's got Mugani. He's got Feelings with Flame
that's
again. You know, he's got massive hits.
He doesn't
have Slimes, we think Aries has hits.
Doesn't
and
have
the country
hits.
Loves him. You know, he's one of the biggest artists we have in the country. You know?
That's true.
So I was like, Flame, and why isn't the country responsive to Flame's music? It's so amazing, dog. And he's been dropping. He dropped Note to Self not so long ago, dropped again. You know, so I just want to, you know, send people to Flame's direction. Please listen to Flame's music. Mm. He's one of the greats, man, you know. And honestly, Aries should have brought him out yesterday. I didn't go to the show. I saw clips, you know.
How can you...
So how far back did you go down the
mountain? In fact, I was too busy this weekend. I was out. I was like in Tembisa. No.
Is it Tembisa or Tembisa?
I was in Tembisa. I went to go see someone perform there. I went to go see someone
perform
from
Tembisa.
And then I went to Propaganda again on Friday to go to the Lokompo tour thing. I was there again. And yesterday I had commitments during the day. It's just, my life is very long. I'm just doing a lot of things. I'm out in the streets now, you know. Mm. But shout out to Flame. And also Dikwala. I'll listen to Dikwala again.
Dikwala.
And I saw she was live this morning. She on Instagram. I was like, damn, she needs to come back and release music, you know.
Mm.
Those are the people I'm looking at, bro. Because they're the ones that can actually carry the game well, you know.
Yeah.
But shout out to the new guys.
She aborted too many missions.
I don't know anything about that. That is very disrespectful.
You
by the way,
talking about
you cannot say that about
releasing music.
You can't say that about a fucking human being.
Like,
bro,
I'm about to drop and then I abort mission.
That is just wrong. That is disrespectful.
How is it wrong?
Mas, you're to your pals, my nigga.
I'm so interested.
No, let him. He's still getting his thoughts. Are you good now?
He's still buffering. The Pentium one is still cranking up.
Okay, so I also went down memory lane. I do this quite a lot, mm-hmm. actually. I watch your shows that we used to have, your music shows like Live Amp, Studio 808.
Club 808.
What's the other one? Zaziwa.
Zaziwa, there's what that room that was.
Zaziwa, yeah, Pelmu Dia Dia.
Yeah.
So after watching for nostalgia, mm-hmm. and I came across actually Notes' episode.
On
where
what?
He was on Zaziwa. He was bringing Plex. They were interviewing, obviously, his artist from back then, and Questa.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought Plex there.
Surprise.
Yeah. And it just, like you know, just gave me a thought, like, do you guys still watch these shows, like, on YouTube and all of this? We also had Turn Up.
No, Turn Up was still my favorite.
Yeah.
It was my favorite, personal favorite. I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah.
But on YouTube, it's like 5 minute clips on YouTube.
Yeah, you never get like a full. Yeah. But those shows are not going on now, bro. So you watch
data,
a recap.
Must. It's for nostalgia.
Do you have
Wi-Fi
data right now? No, do you have data?
Yeah.
How much is your data balance right now?
Okay.
Right now, right? What's your data?
Nigga, finish your shit. There's Wi-Fi here, bro.
So the people that don't have data, right?
There's Wi-Fi.
The people that don't have, yes, you've got access to Wi-Fi, is at work.
Okay.
The people that don't have data, they watch SABC because it's always on. Radio, it's always on.
Yeah.
There's millions of people that are always tuning in. It's always on. So
point?
Never ever think that those places are not getting viewership. They're getting much more viewership
but
than
we're
we
not saying that.
Okay, cool.
We're literally like just having a nostalgic moment.
Oh, my bad.
Which one was on SABC One that's like
music
getting the culture?
Radio,
yeah.
Live Amp.
No, Live
Amp is still there.
No,
now.
I'm saying now.
It's called Playlist at Moloko. It's hosted by Robert Boy.
Oh, yeah.
PNC fame.
But isn't that like one episode a week on a Saturday?
I don't know. But it's the new show.
But it's once a week, right? Is it not?
Isn't it?
It should be once a week.
Yeah, once a week. Like it's like the new Live Amp. Live Amp was also once a week.
It was on
Live
Friday.
Amp had so much power, dog. Live Amp had music festivals around the country. Live Amp was like the biggest show. That Live Amp showed how big music is. It was like
back in the days when you were in Live Amp, you made it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Really?
You're Live Amp.
The reason
was
there. Was to be on Live Amp.
You're gone.
If you want to break an artist,
looking for a breadwinner.
Yeah. Do you still think they have the power to bring something like that back? Can we relive something like that?
You can relive something.
Oh, nah. Is it us? I don't know. You know.
Partly us. Mm. We are that. Partly.
Mm. Okay, partly.
But not blowing our own, what you call?
Horn.
Partly it's us, but are we doing it fully? Not yet.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, not
Selma,
yet.
Isn't Selma Toons gone?
Selma Toons.
It was
Is it still there?
It My nigga's got bigger words than Tandega, nigga.
It's still alive.
It probably should be.
Yes, it.
No, Selim Matunzi is probably one of the longest running shows. Man.
The guys came on a propaganda.
It's
they were like doing interviews.
It's Selim Matunzi.
Yes, it's
Hotspot Selim.
Yes, it's Hotspot Selim.
Yeah, it was Spark.
My baby Joe.
Spark is part of production then. Yeah, Spark is a guy that did Microwave Boys, bro. You know,
Hold on. Who gets more baddies? Between you and Spaga.
Listen, so Spaga, ne? Utlela. So Spaga.
Spaga is short and dark.
They were like, remember I said there was SABC 1 at San El's album?
Yeah.
They were also propaganda for the Lokompo thing. They did their thing. Bro, every time I see Spaga, I just want to scream, Microwave Boys, dog. You remember it? You should remember it.
I do.
Yeah.
I grew up with them.
Bro, it was like, for me, it was culture when I was in varsity. You know, Larry.
It should have been
Larry
culture in high school because those niggas were based around Ferndale. Where you went to high school?
No, I was in varsity when I started watching it.
I'm saying when those niggas. How old were you then?
Microwave Boys is old. But I was in varsity when I started watching it. I didn't say I wasn't there in Inception.
This
I started
2013.
Watching it. I started watching it like on thing on episode
2013.
40.
You were in varsity?
No, man.
Where were you?
Was it then 2013?
Yes.
No, it wasn't there.
What are you talking about,
dog? Microwave Boys.
Yes.
No, 2013,
2014.
Nah,
2016.
No, there's no way, bro.
Nah. Microwave Boys was before that, dog.
No, there's no way.
It was already over. Podcast and Chill was 2018. You understand what I'm saying? It was dead before Podcast and Chill even started. It was long dead.
How?
Yes, nigga.
Yeah?
Chief, come on.
But they made it to like, just close
they
to 17 episodes, right?
Dog. Yeah. Huh? Microwave Boys was around the Vuzu days, dog. Days, when Spaga was still working
at you're right.
Come on,
that's when I found Wasabi would frequent there because I remember did episode 50 there. I was there, you know? Yeah, but it was recent.
Nah, it was back in the day, bro. Dog. Yo, 2018 was 8 years ago, bro.
No, but you said 2013.
2018 was 8 years ago.
Nigga, you said 2013.
I'm saying that when this channel started, it was 8 years ago. It was an eon. Yeah, to 2013.
It
was around about the time Casper was winning his first SA Hip Hop Award in 2013. For Doc Shebeleza, where he won like a couple of awards, like 4 awards one night. Come on, Doc. I still remember this history. I was there.
Yeah. I like your t-shirt.
Thank you.
She's what you got?
Chicken.
No?
Thank you. Yeah. I got two of them.
Still have time before.
I wouldn't know because I requested from you.
Yeah,
I think,
they went up to episode 60.
I got one in large and one in small.
Are you going
to
give me one?
The small one already has an owner.
Change the shirt. When is that? 2017.
Are you Googling
Shout out to Neo. 2017.
Where are you seeing that?
Maybe you're not
Gemini. No,
well.
No, don't look on Gemini. Look at the actual channel. Look at the channel, the first video. Look at the actual channel.
You guys overtook
we'll
my
get
pulse.
Back to it.
It's fine. Mafitoto, we still have some time.
You
before.
Never gave us your pulse. Oh, they overtook it. Shit.
She's saying she's the new loot love. Pulse. That's what she was saying. That's a tall order, though. Next.
Inspired.
Can I please say my pulse in peace?
Yes, please.
No, Jack, can I please say my pulse?
Right. Cheers.
Okay, wait.
Whatever you want to say, can you say it when I'm done?
Yeah,
because
let me say it now.
People I want to talk about, I really respect.
Yeah.
Do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to Microwave Boys. I think the last episode I'm seeing is episode 80 of Microwave Boys. This was 6 years ago. So that should be, 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
No, 2019. Can't be 2020. They weren't shooting a COVID. Because remember, I think he had that incident, the abuse, laryngitis. Yeah, so it was 2019,
so when was
right?
When was the first episode? First episode. When was the first episode?
You find it now?
The first episode was when?
Okay.
But they call themselves Microwave Boys.
Guys, in Moses Card, yo.
Yazin, like.
Oh, I'm afraid. And Moses Card, guys. Can't you be punctual?
9 years ago, which year was that? 9 years ago? That's 2016.
Okay, my bad.
But we
made
sure,
right?
To the same circle.
We made it.
Microwave Boys, hit us with it.
I was closer to them.
Spaga used to do that. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
A lot of fault.
Okay, February 2017 was their first episode. So you can say they started in 2016.
Bro, you fought all the way to Lebowa home and back to Joburg and still lost.
You check here? It's your pulse.
So, Secret Gardens with Mahu. Enjoyed it. Live performance, mini live performance, 2 songs. There's a new kid she's putting on. I think his name is MEK, something like that.
No. He's been on. Aman Ngaba has already been on.
Oh, yeah.
He's already got many.
Okay, but okay.
Aman Ngaba Kulisa Aman Ngaba.
No. They already did another song.
Not that one.
Aman Ngaba. They've got like a couple hits that have charted.
But that one, that's the one.
No, 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 no. Dog, come on, man.
Okay, continue.
I know who shot the music video for that.
But you tell me, I'm in peace, dog.
Like,
can you
honestly,
like shut your fucking mouth, bro?
Like, honestly, no.
Like, for 1 minute, dog.
Yeah.
No, there is the thing is, I can go with Nota and be as loud as he wants and interrupt him and make sure he loses his chain of thought or train of thought like he wants. But I respect him because I know he's going to say something interesting and I don't want to interrupt it. But he doesn't allow other people to do that. So what kind of show are we going to have, bro?
Fair.
Nah, bro, we valid. Can't do that, bro. Yeah. We can't do that, bro. Nah, I'm not rasa manje. Umntana uyayibukela le show ngiphisi la ngicabana madala la kanje.
How old is you? How old is your child?
Daughter's 13.
But this 18. This 18. This 18 plus. What
she
watching?
But she watches. Ah, man, come on, bro.
She wasn't watching. She shouldn't be allowed to watch.
Same age as my friend.
You must put a restriction there. It's for 18 plus only.
I met Nonte Tema's daughter. She's also my friend. She's 13 as well.
See, so, get guarded, my dog. Please. Please.
Can we go now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Since you guys been cutting, I met beautiful people there. Met Bunte Smith for the first time face to face.
Damn.
Yeah.
For that long.
Huh?
It's been a long she's been in the industry.
No, no, no. Like face to face. Obviously, I know about her, but I've never like got face to face and like have a conversation with a beautiful person. Nice to chat with. Who else did I meet? Then I met Babalwa M again. So Mahu is performing.
Yeah.
So she's trying to take content. It's also Julala. Ne?
She's taking a video.
She's taking a video of Mahu performing. So who's
like, what phone?
But what does what phone matter,
I'm just
dog?
Asking, is this
nah, not about that. Like, but what does that matter, dog? When you don't have one, why are you busy checking if other people have 18 Pro Max or what or 17 Pro Max or what when you don't have one? What's that, dog? Why you just have to speak for the sake of speaking, dog? I talk. I man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm too close now to give up. Seriously, dog. I can't podcast like this, bro.
Really sorry.
And that's honest. I cannot podcast.
Okay,
like this.
Please, so come on. Let's not be dramatic.
Nah, and I'm not being dramatic, bro. You are being disrespectful.
Okay,
bro.
Continue. Sorry, man. My bad. I won't do it again. I promise. Pinky promise.
So Babalwa is trying to pass to take content. So and then she's like, sorry. So I'm taller than her. And then she goes, sorry. And then she touches me and I say, I'm
in front of Pongo.
Yeah.
Why would she scream?
And I'm like, hey, in turn, too young, too, someone. Like, I'm like, why?
Young two says, in like, she didn't see you and she got scared because you were close by. Oh, I'm it's scared because like, it's Fiso.
Oh.
That is insane.
And I'm like, my mom has relaxed. She's sharp. She's like, I know, right. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to think about
it. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to. On other days?
No, I complimented. Like, you look beautiful today. You look nice. It's worse now. I'm trying to. Like, you dressed now.
Oh, okay.
You understand? Like,
okay.
Isn't that
now.
Concerning, Mafizazo?
About what?
For you? That she said that?
No, she was,
like that, she reacted like that.
No, she didn't expect to see me, like, bumper to bumper, man.
Okay.
Like, I understand they have been shocked. Mm. It's like, yo, I, out of everyone here.
That's his poker sound.
Yeah. Okay.
So for me, I think it was that, and I took it lightly.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm. But you guys were good.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good. And then I left. I met beautiful people, bro, inside there. Mahu is coming up with something dope. Mm. Yeah. We got an invite for the event, all of us as hosts.
Secret
but
Garden.
We're working. Secret Gardens, mm. Yeah. We all invited to the show. So I think it's going to be interesting, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep looking. And then yesterday, I don't like going out.
Mm-hmm. You don't like going out?
Like before the show. Like
oh.
Like on Saturday because we're shooting Sunday. So I'm going to rest. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, have your time.
At this age, yeah.
And then yesterday, Nontokozi Mkhize, the one-woman show. Like what we really call a one-woman show.
What's a one-woman
where
show?
Where you actually call people out, not people perform without you on stage.
Mm. Oh, dope. Shout out.
That we call that a one-woman show.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, if one man, like every song that's being performed, mm-hmm. you are performing with them on stage, or you are introducing them. They perform the whole song, and then when you come back, how they do the lineup, dog,
mm-hmm.
with those concerts, dope.
What was gospel?
Gospel, bro.
Okay.
So how they do the lineup, hey, bro. How they do the lineup, bro, I don't know how to explain it. It's, you need to watch, bro. It's like, okay, you're going to perform Om Sindi Si. You're going to perform Om Sindi Si, ne?
As the owner of the song.
As the owner of the song, yeah. Ne? But the person who introduced you, ne? You're performing their song as they're exiting with them. You're doing at least a verse. Like, so it's like you are playing in Mamayeki. It's like,
yeah.
It's like you are, someone is DJing. Mm.
So wait, Nontokozo introduced like every single act.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then they'd finish off with her song.
Would finish off with the song, with her song, or that she would start with.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, fair.
You understand what I'm saying? It's interesting, bro. You just have to watch, bro. She brought out Shri Mantombazana.
Who's that?
I was actually sitting with
him. Who's Shri? How old? With the guitar.
He's the short, light-skinned one.
Yeah?
He's a short, light-skinned one out of Shri Nonbekar.
Can Shri is a group?
It was.
There's two of them.
Oh, it's two. Was
two. Shri no. No.
Shri no?
Nonbekar. Like with...
Shri no.
It's like Tahi and Mara.
So most people think it's like Tahi and
Mas. Most people think it's a group.
Hold on, what is like Tahi and Mas? They're both wearing blue. What's going on?
Eh?
Exactly. Well, it's like Tahi and Mas.
But you just ask a question and I just want to know what exactly. No, exactly
I thought you were saying something. You're not. Continue.
Okay. Shri Nomtobala.
No, Mantombazana.
So low, but who's Shri Mantombazana? It's like
shaking legs. No, I get it. Why are you being like that?
No. Must put it the right way, like shaking legs. Shri Nomtobala.
She didn't want to be associated with Taki.
Right. And then what I appreciated about it, bro, like it's the first time I watch a 4 hours of performance. And Nungazwanga no Mundo Iwana Bimba. Like someone that missed a note. Doc, everybody there can hold a note. Mm. Bro, I was freezing the whole night. I had like Benkotola, like because of people singing. Dog.
Goosebumps.
Like, bro, like I was literally like, bro, and it's amazing to see how far Nontokozo Mkhize came, bro. Mm. Like from to now do fill up place like this on her own. That's really dope, bro. And she performed. So there's this song they used to sing, Naledi and her sister in Nontokozo when they were young. Back at home.
Mm.
Ne?
Hold on, which sister? Naledi, Nontokozo, and her sister. Who's the sister?
Amahle, I think.
Amahle. Is it Amahle?
I think so.
The one that had a baby?
Yeah, might be.
Is it?
On stage. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She had a baby?
Yeah.
Isn't she younger than Naledi?
I'm not sure.
How? You would be sure?
No, I'm not sure. I prefer to focus on the beauty of what I saw yesterday.
Did you see Nomfundo performed also, right?
Nomfundo came out and said, bro, I didn't know she can kill gospel.
We on the sisters, the song.
Huh?
The trio.
Yeah. So those songs they used to perform when they were still at home, like all of them, they were not like famous and stuff like that.
Mm.
So they performed it and I'm watching, bro, like I literally just saw God show offing, which I can actually take you from here and put you here and
from
make
a teen
you
mom to a
you understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, I get you.
It was
I saw that moment,
bro. It was beautiful to watch. Man, I told Mpilo that Nontokozo's manager, I told him, yo, bro, next time they perform this song because they're gonna do Deben, put the footage of them, the old footage of them performing in the background when they perform, or intro them
it's
with
a full circle moment,
or intro them with it, like just play those images and when they're singing as sisters and then intro the kids. Ah, bro, beautiful. That's probably one of the best events I've ever went to.
Where was the venue?
In the past 2 years.
In the past 2 years?
Yeah.
That is what crazy. Venue?
Yeah.
At a theater?
The past 2 years, yeah. At
Carnival City.
Carnival City.
Yeah,
City. Thank you, Matt. There where they do your symphonics.
No, but
Big Chop Arena.
Symphonics in Monte Cassino.
Hmm? No, symphonic is at Teatro and Gold Lyric Theatre.
Kelvin Momor
Tage? Yeah, I went to Gold Roof City.
Kelvin Momor?
The Cubs are one, I went to Gold
Roof City. So was it Carnival City or Gold Roof City?
Okay, Maz, you have something for us.
I went to Monte Cassino yesterday, man.
Maz, you have something for us.
Nika, agree.
It was Lyric Theatre.
Momor did it fucking Monte. Agree.
Was it Monte?
Yeah, I went Monte Cassino.
Cubs?
I don't know, I don't go.
So, Lyric Theatre.
Oh, don't shout without reason, yeah.
Mm.
He's not here.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, if you say we'd be shouting.
Are you a soccer fan? Hollywood Bets is giving you the chance to win a share of 4 million in cash and prizes. All you need to do is place a bet of 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture. And that's it. Think about it. That weekend prediction you were so sure about, that gut feeling on the underdog, a simple 10 rand bet could be your ticket to winning a massive prize. to get in on the action, they've made it super easy for you. Just click the link in the pinned comment right below this video. It'll take you straight to where you need to go. And please make sure you use our promo code
Piano
when you sign up. This is a fantastic opportunity, but please remember the important stuff. This offer is strictly for persons above the age of 18. And always, always, please always remember to bet responsibly. Never bet with more than what you're willing to lose. Don't lose out on this incredible chance. Thank you to Hollywood Bets for sponsoring this episode.
That was on time.
Now, let's move on.
That one was on time.
It was?
On time.
I'm timing.
Yeah. Guys, there's a lot that's been happening actually this week. And one of the, actually a lot of events as well that have been taking place, one of which were P-Square performing at Jade in Joburg.
Mm.
And they showed up later. Saw people sitting down there waiting on the floor.
They were pissed. All the Jolofinas were angry there.
Are we pulling it up on the visuals?
Eh? Yeah. All the Jolofinas were angry there. They were sending messages. Very angry, the Jolofinas there.
Like, what
the fuck? This nigga doesn't respect us.
We.
What? No more. I put up there in the group.
You sent it in the group?
Yeah, the name of this place.
Were there any South Jerians there?
Who are the South Jerians?
The agency. Oh, no.
The Jolofinas, Mus. But those ones are the Jolofinas, Mus.
Yeah, but they've got babies, I get it. So yeah. Any South Jerians there?
Yeah, we call them Jolofinas, bro.
So for those who don't know, P-Squared is like a duo.
Yeah,
twins.
Twins.
Yeah.
Baira Afrobeat, the Afrobeat sound. So
they do Dumi.
Dumi?
Dumi. You don't want no. Oh, you don't want no, my baby.
Okay. Yeah, Mephitos, you're still saying?
Yeah, they used to carry so much power in Nigeria back in the days when it was still very hard to like make it. So
they broke Rick Ross.
Yeah. They were up there with your Two Faces at the time. Mm. They were competing. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
They were competing before like your Davidos took off. Those niggas had already
before Dibanj.
Yeah. Actually before Dibanj, yeah. Those niggas were there.
They were like two ushers.
They did it
from Nigeria.
They broke up and then they did it again. And I don't know when they reconnected, the energy was not the same. Yeah. I still prefer the old ones. And they were working closely with Chanelo back in the days. So Chanelo used to feed us a lot of content of Peace.
I mean, they should be big. They should be really, really, really big, right?
They're legends in Nigeria.
Big. Yeah.
No, even in South Africa, to Nigerians, they're big. Even to South Africans, they're big. I just don't think that the show was properly promoted.
Okay, that's where I was going.
But the Jolofinos were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's a WhatsApp group.
You would have expected the venue to be a little bit more packed than what it looked like.
They didn't look packed at all. And also, why you arrive late, bro? At the same day where Davido is starting his tour in the UK. Was in the UK and is killing it. Did you see
that? Davido was in the UK?
Yeah.
So was Mahu.
Started his tour. No, Davido was yesterday.
No, Mahu, before she did that Secret Garden launch, she was she landed at the Secret Garden launch from London.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, that morning.
But no one knew.
I knew.
Oh, you knew. Mm. But Davido show was
she also did say also.
She said.
Yeah.
But was it a big deal, like whatever Davido was doing there?
No. She didn't go as big as Davido. I mean, it's Davido, bro. Need to be honest.
I mean, it's Mahu, though. You
were nervous. It is Mahu, but I'm saying also it's Davido, bro. I'm not nyatsaring. I'm just saying, like, Mahu is...
You heard what she was saying in her interview to you, right? Do you remember what she said to you in the interview?
I remember everything. The same.
Exactly. She was saying she's one of the biggest. She's the big deal. But she went to London, you were saying, the week before, and you're saying the level was very different from what Davido was doing.
It was different, bro.
Mm.
It was. Mahu did very well in London, but Davido did what Chris Brown do in South Africa. Mm. Am I making sense?
In London?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Davido did what Chris Brown will come here in South Africa and do.
Is there a lot of There's a lot of Nigerians in London, nah?
Yeah.
There should be a lot of Nigerians.
Zimbabweans. You get Zimbabweans who speak like English people, like England.
And how many South Africans are there as compared to Nigerians and
there's over 100,000 South Africans in the UK.
Yeah,
as compared to Nigerians Nigerians
are much bigger.
Exactly.
But the population in the UK of black people in total, all of them, is less than 6 million black people.
Yeah.
There's over 50 million black people in South Africa. Yeah, there's no comparison.
But we are all outnumbered by Zimbabweans.
Whether we're outnumbered or not.
And Nigerians, I'd like to think.
Yeah. Mm. But I think Zimbabweans more. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think there's more Zimbabweans in the UK.
Mm.
Obviously.
Is okay. it? Mm. So I'm right. So yeah, man. Why would you arrive late in your own show, bro? Like, I think that's crazy.
One of them was like a one-man show. Did they have opening acts? Who opened for them?
I didn't see.
Why would you arrive early for your own show? That's what I'm
saying. But why would you? How about arriving on time? Oh, how about arriving on time at your own show? How about that?
Yeah.
Arriving on time, it's your own show. Right?
Mm, absolutely.
How about arriving on time?
Mm.
Right?
How many? So they were the only two people that were going to perform there.
Obviously. I mean, Mama Kelly Pants, what if someone else is performing? People were going to be entertained. That means they were the only ones. And they're doing another one on the 4th in Cape Town. I hope they arrive on time.
Think they're going to be successful with it?
Yeah.
You think they're going to be successful?
I don't know, man. Like, why would they arrive early for their own shows?
Why would you arrive on time at your own show?
Like, they're not...
You just said...
We're not broadcasting like we are.
Last week.
It's different. We have to come here and prepare for an entire hour before we do the show. We don't just come here on the mic and just spit off the top of our heads as if we haven't prepared.
You see, that's how you contradict yourself, because last week you were uploading...
The mic, nigga.
Last week you were uploading Doja Cat for being on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On time for her set announced time. Yes. Or did they announce that they had set time?
They announced
time?
Set time, okay. And then they arrived okay, 2 hours
bad,
late.
Bad. Then why don't you say that? You said if you articulate it fully, then I'll understand fully. You know what I mean? I didn't understand when you said, no, they arrived early. Because usually shows are like after midnight. You know what I mean? Mm. I wouldn't expect P Square to be performing before midnight anyway. No. You know what I mean? They're not Doja Cat.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Gucci, you uploaded the Doja Cat for arriving on time.
She did.
That's it.
She did.
So I was hoping...
No, she was on time.
I was hoping you were gonna go hard on P Square for arriving late at performance time.
Well, I mean, you could go hard on P Square, but I think it's like their comeback or they're trying to make a comeback. It's not a good way to make a comeback. I think other guys that are making a comeback, Liquid Deep, they're making a comeback. About DJ Kent, they are not late and they're not tardy. They look very professional at whatever they're doing. I mean, I saw them rocking out at K-Day now this current weekend, and it seems like, you know, there are some throwbacks that are making a success of it. You know what I mean? So as for P Squared, them needing to make a success of their comeback, it's like, it's very disappointing.
Is there anyone in hip-hop you see making a comeback in South Africa? Quickly.
No, hip-hop is dead internationally. I don't even think Iceman is going to be a... I'm telling you globally.
This is where they were.
So it affects South Africa. Mm. If hip-hop in America, where it comes from, if the source is not pure, it's like, you know, if the cocaine in Colombia is terrible, the rest of the cocaine in the rest of the world is going to be even worse.
Mm. Okay, pass.
I get you.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, when one builds legacy around their brand or them as an artist and maintaining that, do you think documenting your life goes out, like builds that legacy to a certain extent?
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. Like, you need to document everything. Like, everything is documented. You know what I mean? You need to have documentaries of everything. You need to be able to show people where it's been. You know what I mean? Or where you've been. And even yourself.
Even before your
people kids need to
well.
Understand the history. Like, you know, someone sent me a message saying, hey, I just found a picture of me working with Oskido in 2020 just to show you how long I've been in this business. And I thought to myself, I was like, I just thought of myself in 2006, which is 20 years ago.
Mm.
And I was grinding in this business.
Mm.
And someone who thinks they started in 2020 is grinding. They think they've been grinding since 2020. You started 6 years ago. Been grinding for how many years? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you've been through the trials and tribulations, and people should really consider. People don't understand how far you've been until they watch a documentary. I mean, I've done a couple documentaries about my life and my work, right, on Netflix, Behind the Label and stuff like that.
Mm.
And a lot of people that watch that did not know the work that I've done until they watched that documentary. So a lot of people are missing out on the opportunity of branding themselves, going through their history. Like P Square, we don't have a P Square documentary.
Mm.
They had Rick Ross in a river with Beautiful Onyinye before anybody else thought it was possible. You know what I mean? They showed us that it was possible.
To access Americans.
I mean... how does it benefit you, number one? Obviously, people know what you come from afar and you did this, you met these people on the way, da-da-da-da. How does it benefit you? How is it credible?
Second, yeah, so it's credible because you've got a documentary that adds brand value to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? People watch the documentary and they know more about you and they know the work that's been put in. It's like when people come to the studio and they actually see that, oh, damn, these guys have got like maybe 24 lights up in the sky. You know what I mean? They think, damn it, if I was charging my own electricity for those 24 lights to be on, you know, how much would I be paying? I'd be paying maybe 1,000 rand a day on electricity. Then they've got these two big spotlights. They've got these microphones and everything else. Once they count the production costs of what it takes to actually do this episode, you know what I mean? They start to think before they
talk
spit
shit.
in the comments. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. So it's the same thing with someone appreciating your career. When they see the trials and tribulations that you've been through, they then appreciate it more. I mean, they did the same thing for Michael Jackson. This Is It. Had they not documented that, we would have never had that This Is It movie because we never got the performance. Mm. He died before it.
So okay. With what Notes is saying, do you think the Warner and the Netflix thing they're trying to do is going to work?
I wasn't paying attention. There's something happened on my phone, so I think it caught me off guard. Is this an emergency?
Mafisa, so do you think what Warner and...
Speak!
Speak! Oh my goodness.
Something caught me off guard. That's why I even asked you. What the fuck is he talking about? No, that's why I asked you. What the fuck is he talking about? No, let me tell you what happened, bro.
Nah, it's cool, but yeah. It's
no, tell us what happened.
What Nota saying is right about documenting your life.
For
artists, I used to complain about I used to complain back when we used to do Piano Pulse and say, since these people don't want to come and talk to us on the show, be interviewed, or some of them fear that they can't speak proper English or whatever, I hope there's someone documenting their movements, documenting everything that they're doing in their lives, so that one day we get to understand them for who they really are. Because if that's not happening, you're just going to go as just another artist. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to go down as just another artist. So, kumbulangani. Oh, later on, what are we going to... What are the kids that are trying to follow this history? That because we are living the next history.
But Taki will disrespect you and say, what are these old-timers doing on the lineup?
Yeah, but Taki, how is it going to benefit the artist in the long term? And at which point of your career do you now release a documentary as an artist saying that I've lived through it? I am credible, and these are the people that I've met in the industry, I've grown. At which point of your career as an artist do you release a document?
I think Maz is just how when you feel like the song is good enough for you to release.
Document documentary.
Yeah. The same way you feel this song is dope enough for me to release, you can feel when it's the right time to release a documentary. Mm? You want to elevate your career. You understand? Like some people would say, Sfiso, why don't you tell your story? Why don't you document? I say, the day I have a triple story house, and then my house is a G-Wagon.
From this to that.
You get what I'm saying? So that when I say where I come from and I have an example of look at this, and then you will listen to me. Imagine, hey, Nsuka Gupi, my cat, I'm going to miss it.
Oh, yeah. Man, Shimza, bro. Mm-hmm. Shimza documents his life every single day.
Even the gunning.
Bro, like, This is an OG I'm talking about. Yeah, I want to give him all the respect he deserves.
Documents, including the gunning.
I don't want to necessarily comments, disrespect. This is a legend I want to talk about. Yeah.
Okay. Can he's documented
me. Can we give him the respect?
He's trying to work with him now.
Can we give him the respect that he deserves?
Cool.
Shimza documents his life every single day. And people are not aware, right? And he did say in the interview he did that he's trying to show a kid in Tembisi that this thing is possible. Because the things that guy does on a daily fiso. That guy can go on a chopper now, leave fucking Randburg, go do a gig in Zimbabwe, come back, go do another show. He does like Shimza and Co. outside the country. People don't even know about that. I see this because I'm on WhatsApp now. So every single day, I am motivated by this guy. I'm like, this guy's doing this thing, bro. He goes to weddings, the venues he goes to, the events he does, sold out. And it's, most of them are his. Sometimes he's booked, but most of them are his events, bro. He goes there, he can shit outside, and he comes back in the country. He gives us a UR. He gives us a Kunye. He gives us a best of both worlds. Do you understand how legendary this guy is, bro? And somebody is just going to sit here and say, he's not doing enough. He's a promoter. He's blah, blah, blah. That guy.
Who is someone now?
Him.
Yeah, talk to
and
him.
And the rest of the people that don't know what that guy's doing. So the fact that he's documenting it.
I'm not
the
just day, somebody.
The day he releases.
I've done much more.
The day he releases everything, everybody's jaws are going to fucking
I've
drop.
Done what P-Squared has done.
That guy is a fucking legend,
and then
bro.
Some.
Questa, this guy's artist. Mm-hmm. The guy he praises so much didn't reach the level that Shimsa is on, bro. You guys don't know what the guy's doing.
But hold on.
That guy. Hold on.
What about my level?
Bro, that's
what about the level that I'm on?
Okay, let me finish.
What about... No, hold on. Forget talking about other people's level who are associated with me.
I want to talk about documenting your life.
No, hold on. What about reaching my level?
Why can't I speak about documentation now?
Can we let him finish? Thank you, Nota. Go talk.
I'm warning you.
That day is a documentary happening every single day on Instagram and on WhatsApp.
And on TikTok.
By Shimza from Tembisa.
So wait, is he now? Is he actually in production?
Yeah.
Or if he documents everything, why hasn't he shown us himself at the gym?
That I'm doing this to show people the places I'm at that this thing is possible. But what is
he documents everything.
Yeah.
When is he at the gym?
I saw a clip of him at the gym
once.
Okay. Why does that matter?
Fair.
No, that's
not hard to lose weight, Taki. Haven't you been struggling for how many years now?
Why does it matter?
You would know.
Why does it matter?
I'm just saying.
Okay,
he's a liar.
Are we good?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He lied about not taking GLC-1.
You just mad that you got sued, man.
It's fine.
let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Maybe sit back as a get back. Yeah. What? Get
of
back
course.
Over there.
No. But that's a fact. That is a fact.
I don't whip back to Gian.
My last question. Do you think what on Warner and Netflix is doing is going to work out? And if so, what are some artists that you would have liked in South Africa to actually have a documentary? People that have had impact, like he's mentioned now, Shimza. And at what stage?
No, not Shimza.
Last one. At what stage is it right? And at which point?
There's nobody.
Wait.
Nobody does better events than Shimza in the country. But Emmanuel, tap him when he's talking also. Don't fucking tap him.
I'm not
to me, though.
Listen, there's nobody who does better events than that man in the country. Name a person.
I agree with you.
Don't just be disrespectful, bro.
For the sake of what?
For the sake of being disrespectful.
Major League.
No, no. No fucking
they
way.
Do.
No way.
They do better.
Bro, they're not even touching Shimza outside the country. They
That's
not.
Why they've got a residency in Ibiza. And he's still begging
bro,
someone.
Bro,
Abdullah Ibrahim performed at Cape Town Jazz Festival.
I love
would have a dope documentary.
But it's not touching
Kumalo as well because, you know, of her history, who her dad was, you know what I mean, Dr. Ngoma. Brenda Fassie's got a couple documentaries that have been out, you know.
Can we speak about
the present ones, a Casper documentary would be dope. You know,
yeah,
I mean, he filled up the dope. That was really epic.
We back to
that
what
really
documentary
shifted
now.
The game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
you know
we
did something that Fet Cook and Mahuta haven't been doing for 20 years or 25 years. You understand? Fet Cook and Mahuta have been doing events, gigs, doing all the stuff that Shimza wishes he could be doing. You understand what I'm saying? Please don't tell me about a guy who took Ike from MSP's sound system and then took his gig to do gigs in Val and then ran with that. Don't tell me about someone who did something that has already been done, man. MSP was already doing that. Remember the Tropica parties? Where does Shimza come from? He comes from the Red Hot, what's the Red Square DJ battle in the Val, Dickinson Park. Mm. That's where he comes from. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So those are the people that deserve documentaries. Mawilis, the guy who actually put Shimza on. You know what I mean? DJ Waras, the guy who he never mourned for, who put him on his radio show. When DJ Waras got a drive time radio show, put Shimza on, actually made him a star. That's why he's back on YFM now. You understand what I'm saying? Back on radio. Where people don't even take pictures with them when they go to the mall. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a situation. They don't need to be courtside at the ball. They could be out in the bleachers. You understand what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of people that deserve documentaries. Oskido, he's another one. He's plugged a lot of people. The title for King of Kwaito is being fought for between Du and Arthur, who branded himself the King of Kwaito. You know, I mean, he's done a lot more for branding Kwaito than I think Du has done. But Du's impact musically has branded Kwaito sonically in such a way that he deserves a documentary to be done about himself and deserves more than just being honored by Arthur at Night of the Legends Awards. A Hugh Masekela documentary about his book, Still Grazing. I mean, the documentary, his book is actually a documentary. You know, he tells you about the girls in PE. He had a line of girls outside his hotel room, you know, ended up catching the drop on them. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn. Okay. Even Hugh knew that the girls in PE are extra friendly. You know what I mean?
Okay, I think here's the thing. Remember when did he ever drop a documentary?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Can't stop, won't stop.
We with documentaries, we get one side of the story in most cases, especially if it was like group related.
You get the story we want us to hear.
Yeah, we get your story. You want to tell us your story, the beauty of your story, your little struggle, blah, 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 my achievements. You don't tell us the back end of how you robbed your friend of your company, you took his shares. Like how when this recent documentary was released by 50 Cent.
Or what happened on the
26th
of October.
Did you understand? So with documentaries, we get
in that house
one perspective. We get a single perspective. We never get the other one.
So if I do mine, I must include I robbed JL.
I'm not saying it's not wrong to do that. I mean, it's your story. That's how you want to sell it. Yeah. That's how you want to tell it. Tell it the way.
Oh, did you forget?
But now, when JL comes and says this, that's also his story. But you understand?
Oh, it's history.
It's also his story that Fiso robbed me, which is true.
That's why I always, even when he posted, I said, I reposted it because I was saying, don't stop people from telling their story.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is
done by Warner. Tell us how Warner robbed artists like Zahara, who's sitting behind you, who never had the type of success under Warner, which is a big machine, that she had under TS Records, which was a small fish. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she broke all the records while she was at TS Records. And then Warner said they're going to save her. They're going to give her a better deal. And then they trapped her at Empress Palace. And she couldn't perform anywhere in the East End outside of Empress Palace. And she did all about like 4 shows before she died. You know?
Okay, amazing.
Okay.
But no, so are they going to tell that other side of the story?
Documentaries are dope. But for me, it's like they're like one-sided in most cases. No, as you should.
So they'll favor Warner.
Make yourself look
that's
good.
That's what Taki's point is.
No, that's not my point. But they always make...
They'll make Warner look good.
The owner look good.
Yes.
Then go and we fall in love and we're like, damn, we didn't know that, damn. And I feel like sometimes they over-exaggerate. I mean, you're selling a movie here.
An AKA documentary.
As you should. AKA... Didn't do a documentary, but he had like...
No, but he needs an AKA documentary.
Yeah,
we need one.
Okay, yeah, do need one, but he had... Okay. AKA had Life on the Road that he did. Where he'd like show us when he was on the road doing his shows, his prayers, his what, his dad's inspiration.
It's like you guys
so we had like a glimpse of his life.
Focusing
do you understand?
On what we want.
But a documentary is probably going to come.
I can't do what you want, Maz.
You guys are reminiscing on who had the... You're not talking about... Who is supposed to or who should have...
But he just gave me names.
I gave you all the names.
He gave you all the names.
Mm. Yeah, but all the other... At what point of the career?
Yeah, like when you've done legendary stuff. You know what I mean? Like a guy like Shimza hasn't done anything legendary enough for him to, you know, have a documentary yet. Like, I'm just sorry.
No, I feel like...
Like, that's the point that I'm trying to make. Like, a guy like Sizwe Dlomo doesn't even DJ anymore, right? But he's legendary in that he's done legendary stuff. He could talk about the things that he's done behind the scenes to put SA hip hop on the map that people have not seen. You know, he could talk about helping write the script for the motherfucking Grammys. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Thibaut Touch.
No, Thibaut Touch has never done that.
What about
Thibaut
Touch?
No, who does Thibaut Touch know that presents the Grammys? So that's what I'm saying.
Well, ask again.
Exactly.
No, I want to hear your question.
No, Thibaut Touch will show us how he takes his kids to school in Australia. You understand what I'm
saying? That's a video last week. I wanna hear what are you saying about Thibaut Touch? Let's go.
No, I'm not saying anything about him. No, he's my OG. He robbed me when I was a kid, but he's my OG.
Speaking of robbing people, we oftentimes speak about how artists are robbed off of royalties. No,
he was comparing Gomo to Touch.
I see. And he said Gomo's bigger.
Yeah.
He's done more than Touch.
A good
that's
good
what he said. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to get that.
Do you want to continue?
You love the Touch, eh?
Yeah, I love the Touch.
Between and Mars.
Yeah, I love it too.
You want to continue with the show?
Oh yeah, we continue with it. Yeah, we'd like to.
There you go.
Tag her in.
There you go.
No, he's kidding. No, Mars. Come on. What? Sorry, man. How?
Anyways.
Ish. Yeah, ne?
There's a certain, I don't know how to put it. There's a certain way that gospel artists are, right? Like their personality, the way they carry themselves, the places they go to, the way they dress. The way they present themselves. And we find that on the other genre of music, artists are very like open on social media when it comes to royalties. We've had that people losing money via like not getting their royalties or anything like that.
Or you cut the same fuzzing.
Yeah, but and we hadn't gotten that from gospel artists.
Tony account empty.
Oh shit, that's a good one.
We got that one.
Yeah.
I just didn't find it fine. I got that one.
Nah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, sure.
We got that one.
Now, wow, sure, bro. Now, you did say.
Washa. But why didn't he say it earlier? Why didn't he say it sooner?
Washa.
Why didn't he say it sooner?
Empty.
Yeah.
Because the bank account was empty.
He sooner. He kissed the money goodbye.
Don't do that.
But you agree with it, bro.
Huh?
How did you not know that the wife is the one that changed
that's the bank? That's what I said. My argument last.
Hold on.
I want to give it to you.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
I want to give it
to
you.
No, hold on. I just want to give you one thing. They said it's because shut India. Is that true? I know my aunt like used Indian accountants before and they cleaned out her garages. You know, is that like a true thing? Like, I don't know whether you would know these stories.
Indians are good with money.
Mm. Yeah, you're saying?
I was partly raised by Indians. They're really good with money.
Yeah, you would know.
But for me, my argument back then was...
Let's not get carried away.
Okay. But that's imali am, ne? Imali, 700k, angenangagi, mingene kubani.
Umfas.
Right? Why didn't you say... Immediately, the niggas, my wife took my money.
And you know what I did say?
That's what I said. I want to give it to him, but also my theory, because it wasn't as clear as it is now. My theory was not necessarily wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
But, and I was saying even then, I was like, bro, just say who took the fucking money.
Mm.
Bro, and if your wife took the money, bro, let me tell you something. Your wife has your kids, bro. Right?
No, but
we're not gonna fight for you. I'm sorry. We're not gonna fight for your wife, dog. She's got the kids.
She doesn't trust him with the money. Does he misuse money?
It's a good season in Japan.
I believe he went on Twitter and he said, "This girl hates me."
She gave you three kids, dog.
Don't laugh.
Three kids, and everyone's seen your pee-pee. It's imagine.
Like, that's just, and it goes just, that's just.
Mars, would you give MT three
money?
Kids?
And nobody's gonna do shit about it.
Hypothetically speaking,
still
I'm not putting it on you.
Still reading, though,
I don't like talking about MT a lot. He's gonna DM me again. The last time he DM'd me,
what did he say?
He says, "You want my wife?"
No.
What did you say, nigga?
Nigga. He said, "Yo, nigga, why you hate me so much, bro?"
His wife hates him. You hate him. Everybody hates MT.
Yeah, let me see. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Let me just read his tweets. Nah?
Yeah.
He said, "This girl hates me. That's just it. Stole money. And nobody going to do shit about it because niggas want to fuck." Right?
And then they furthermore, want to fuck his wife.
Furthermore, he's
he's saying that about us.
Oh, shit. I just got this tweet that I forgot.
Sister, why you want to fuck his wife, dog?
I don't get that. What the fuck is that? Let me see. What is that? Why is it? Why am I in it?
Now we're talking.
Wait, let me see.
No,
read
man.
Read it out. Read it out.
No, no, I can't read this. Where is this from?
It's Asia.
No, I don't know what this is. Okay, wait. And then furthermore, MT goes on to say, "Confession, I hate the mother of my kids."
Oh, let me see.
Respectfully. Now, don't
read, don't read.
And
it's Asia.
But that's the thing. I am not the one that said that shit.
I'm gig.
I'm not the one that started. You're the one that, why am I the face of that thing? Whereas you the one that started it.
I started what?
This shit.
Then what is this about?
This thing of gigging, gigging,
gigging.
You understand
what this is about,
gigging.
Bro?
You guys
open
are
your phone.
Off-ramping.
This is about you.
No, why is it about me?
I mean, if you're not going to show and tell the viewers, you might as well not talk about it.
Look at that guy, bro.
If you're not going to say it...
I know who this is.
Yes.
Exactly, but
guys,
now...
If you're not going to say
what
it is, stop talking about it.
But weren't we talking about royalties in gospel instead of MT? MT took it away.
Oh, is that true?
Well, yeah.
No, you guys want to go there.
Yeah, there's the last tweet, ne?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen to the... Nothing's going to happen to the bitch.
Oh,
my money.
You called his wife a bitch.
Because they want
to
fuck.
We need to slap this nigga. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me finish it and you'll react after. There's more to it, ne? Mm. Nothing's gonna happen to that bitch who stole my money because they wanna fuck. Stop telling me to let it slide so you can try your luck. Everyone knows she hates me. Hates me for what? I don't know.
He knows very well. Hey, MT.
No, I think we can put the tweets up.
No, MT, here. Yeah. Let me recommend a song to MT. It's from R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Go back. Listen to that song, my boy. You'll get
do you
your
guys
answers.
Think that
and it's too late to talk about.
Well, they're still married, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Do you think they can work it out?
Like, does he want to work it out, this guy?
With the money.
Is it worth it, bro?
Like,
man, if you say,
I say, black men are going through a lot. Let's give him grace, man.
MT, if he wants to come back, he must go back to listen to that song he wrote about mama. Something mama.
He must go to rehab with your mic, ne? Just also.
Okay.
Yeah. He must go to rehab. That's the only thing. Okay. If MT doesn't go to rehab, we'll bury him.
Okay, that's enough, guys. We had an MT conversation in it for a very long time.
Now. Let's go. We recently saw Black Coffee and Zakes meet up. Do you know the reason why?
They
were invited to their professor because they all went to UKZN's music school.
Right.
And it was their professor's whatever. Mm. And then the professor had some of his best students all speaking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So what had happened?
That's not what the headline says.
It doesn't matter what the headline says. I'm telling you what actually happened.
Okay, cool. I want to know from you. Do you know why they fought in the beginning? From the very beginning?
I have no idea why they fought. But whenever two men fight like that, it's always about a woman. Always. I know from experience. Yeah.
Oh.
You know from experience?
I'm old. Yes. No, I don't think it was that.
ngithi kusho ukuthi babonke babone imbali enhle ngesikhathi esiyone.
No.
Ngiyabuza, I'm asking.
No, I don't think no.
But I'm pretty sure.
No, that was Keenan. You know what I mean? That was Keenan. That was Keenan's ex, and then it ended up with Coffee, and that's why the slap on Siamo's face. You understand? So yeah.
So you don't know, you have no idea as to why they ever split?
I mean, they all split. Shana split because, you know, they went to London and did Superman. And the rest is history.
I met somebody at Black Lamone on Thursday, and that guy was telling me Black Coffee doesn't. He needs to go back with thing. He needs to get back with Zakes.
With Demore.
Because his biggest songs are with Zakes.
With Shana.
Yeah?
Shana. Demore. Shota, Shana.
Yeah.
But also, Shoba or Shota. He was Shota, but he's now Shoba. Right? Shoba. And Shoba is a very big surname. M. Kungunjof, which is the capital city in KZN. The Shobas are a very big family there. Anyway, so I'm just saying. Watch what you say. So, you know, he broke up with his wife as well, Pumez. You know what I mean? And their son is DJing as well. So I'm like, how is this guy? They've had a relationship for so long. They used to be my neighbors. You know what I mean? They moved out of our neighborhood. Oh, I'm still in the neighborhood.
And Blue's Red.
Yeah. Demore is also up the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know Shota was there.
Yeah.
I went to school with his son, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Ferndale together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, they're all from the hood. You know what I mean? They used to go to gym there at Ballet, Virgin Active. They used to go there.
Matter,
I'm saying Coffee.
It doesn't matter. I want to go to Planet.
So the point is this, is that, you know, like, why are the families being broken up? You know what I mean? For these comebacks to happen. I don't ever see Zakes, you know, leaving his family to go and do what he sees Abo, Shota, and Coffee doing. Because if that's going to cost Shota his marriage, or Shoba his marriage, Zakes is not going to do that. Zakes got Queen Nandi, dog. You understand what I'm saying? He's got Queen Nandi. He's got the GOAT. You understand? He's got the GOAT of wifey games. You understand? That's wife material number one, dog. You understand what I'm saying? In a chiscope, in a brush cut. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Never in a weave. You understand what I'm saying? Never with Indian hair. You understand?
I miss Nandi singing again, bro.
You know? Never in some Venezuelan, Peruvian.
I think Nandi Madida should give us at least one
South American
song.
Something,
bro.
I liked the fact that she tried music and she had a stab at it, right? So that she could do it. But I was not really a full on supporter of her pursuing a career in music.
I would love her to give us at least one song per year. One.
Yeah.
I didn't say she must come back to music.
Okay, I hear you. But, there's too many songs that are not being made. And too many people that are famous that are making songs that are getting out there.
Mm.
And we're not hearing the real, true, authentic music that should be getting out there. There's a lot of artists that are falling by the wayside and that we're not hearing from. So, again, like, when people want this whole reunion between Shana
Coffee and
you know what I mean? And like, they made great music. You know, you can listen to Clap Your Hands today. Like, you listen to it and you can still clap your hands and do everything else. You know what I mean? Even though he can't, you know, quite fully. So, you know, it's in history books. You understand what I'm saying? We don't need to bring it back. We don't need the throwback. We don't need to be on the nostalgia over and over again.
But Clap Your Hands was not Black Coffee's song, bro.
It doesn't matter.
So why did you associate him with Clap Your Hands?
Okay, it's because of that Channel O performance that they did together, remember?
Mm. Oh.
They had all the footwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Maz, take it back, eh?
Wait, speaking of people making up and fixing their stuff, take it up. Lucas Raps and Blackie.
I don't understand.
It's very obvious.
Yeah, tell us.
It's very obvious.
Yeah?
Blackie stabbed him in the back.
By doing
that's
what?
It. Yo, Blackie was never supposed to make it.
Oh,
let's tell the truth.
Oh. They didn't carry this too.
I want to take this step by step, man. Who blew up first?
Lucas
was on. Lucas, yeah. Well, listen.
What was?
Wait.
Can you still chill?
Let's have a show. We're having a show. Relax. Don't jump. Relax.
Calm down.
Calm the fuck down. Lucas blew up first. And then what happened?
Then he tried to put niggas on from Durban.
Which Blackie was part of the...
Yes, he told them to come up to Joburg. He's going to put them on. There were internet kids that were trying to make it from KZN.
What song did they do that went big?
Mtase.
Mtase.
Yeah.
Mtase.
It is.
And what is Mtase?
Jeez,
Nigga,
yeah. With Lucas Rap.
Yes.
And then from there, then how did the split happen? What? How did they start fighting?
Well, they were in one management team at some point in time.
Which management?
I think it was an M4 management.
Yes, it was.
And M4 then, management,
and then,
okay.
And then Lucas left M4 management and left Blackie there.
Okay.
And then he went with some other management that got him Fashion Nova deals instead of hits, you know?
Okay.
And then he ended up being a Fashion Nova model. And instead of making hits, and then Blackie continued to make hits.
So what was the backstabbing
then? The backstabbing is that when Blackie now was on, right, he didn't return the favor and doing or helping Lucas Raps, because Lucas Raps had a fallout with M4 management. Mm. So the fallout was between M4 management. But before there was any M4 management, right, Blackie and Lucas were fucking with each other as on a homie level. And Lucas brought Blackie onto M4 management.
So you're saying that Blackie should have then took Lucas to the management?
That you must remember that M4 management was started by Dr. Pepper, yeah. DJ Dr. Pepper's cousin.
Pepper, yes.
He was a partner in M4 management at some point in time before he moved to working with Deepa.
M4 is a team that dropped thing, you know? Blackie's first project that like before now.
Mm-hmm. But no, Blackie. Isn't it M4 that... like you said, Pepper's brother that discovered Blackie.
Yes,
through Lucas.
Lucas discovered Blackie, brought him to M4. Pepper's cousin.
Yes,
Nandi, yeah. Who used to work with Nasty C and them at a what is that fly by night of this?
Ah,
well, tell us, say it.
I forgot.
No, I can't say it's fly by night.
It's a scam artist thing. Okay. They had pill to see what she's doing now. Mm. Anyway, so
they had who?
Yeah, exactly that.
No, but I want to know who you say.
Zulu and Yellow. There. Look, the way I look at it, right? Lucas having a fallout with the management and expecting Blackie to leave the management because he's had a fallout with them, might be, I guess, asking too much of Blackie, who's a kid who just came on to be famous. Like, a lot of people don't understand. Like, a lot of these people that reach out to you, that want you to make them famous, mm-hmm. Sviso knows this now. And I used to tell him this all the time, and he used to dispute it. But now he knows it.
What is it?
These people just want you to make them famous. They don't give a shit about you, right? They see you as their gateway to whatever. They will use you as a stepping stone. They will step on you. They'll spit you out. So and then they'll
use you as talent, not as your colleague?
No, not as... Well, as a talent, you are seen as someone who can help people on. Okay. You know what I mean? If Nasty C is able to feature with other young rappers and then they're able to be put on, once Lucas seems to be getting some motion, other young rappers are going to start coming to him thinking right. He's the next guy to right. pass the baton. Right. And that's exactly what Lucas did for Blackie. He passed the baton yeah. and then Blackie took it and then he took all the resources at M4, which were initially built to build Lucas's career, and then he took advantage of those and then blew up and then kind of like gave him a queer whenever... You know, he had opportunities okay. that Lucas thought he should be thinking of me in such opportunities. Like if a song like, yeah, we both know that in the studio, it's a hit. Nasty's on it. It's going to blow up. Let me put my man, Lucas, on it. We all share this moment. It's a nice camaraderie moment. Let me do what the older generations used to do. Abo Ricky Rick, Abo Sean Pages and everything else. You know, they used to all posse up on the tracks and make it bigger for the hip hop culture instead of trying to make themselves bigger than the next man. And that's why they're suffering today. You know, okay. They're suffering from that drift apart.
All right. So now, you know, Lucas dropped this project. It's called YYOG, nah? Mm. And then Africa 22 said, unfortunately, Lucas Raps' album YOG did not debut on SA Spotify Weekly Top 200 album chart in its first week.
Mm.
Right. And then Blackie said, might tell you a joke, but I'll never tell you a lie.
Mm.
So now he's celebrating those guys who are downfall in a sense.
I mean, is that a real nigga thing to do?
No.
But that's the thing.
I'm just asking.
How deep is this thing? Is it that deep?
That's where it stems. It all comes from this.
I just know Lucas is Aries' biggest fan, bro.
Hmm?
I know Lucas is Aries' biggest fan. He'll be there on stage.
Why did you have to bring Aries into it? You should have brought Aries into it when you're talking about Flame.
Honestly, see, not Aries, the other
Flame. Yeah, Flame and Aries were rolling together. Yeah, speak about
it. That was just
then leave Aries out of it.
Isn't hip-hop beef, like just beef that is supposed to be there because it's the culture of hip-hop?
It's not really beef.
Yeah,
there was competition.
You released this song this week, yes? Like you released this song.
Wait, just a culture for hip-hop. Based on you guys, I want Nota to take a break. Based on you guys, your guys' generation, what is culture? What is hip hop culture according to you guys? Because we have a different experience.
What do you mean? What is hip hop culture?
Culture is?
What do you
because mean? She just said the beef, it's a hip hop culture.
No, no, no. So I mean, you know the era between Cass and Questa. You know what was happening. He would know that because he was part of that era. And he knows exactly the competition that was internalized. But you could see the tension if you are part of the two teams. You understand? Though that culture, the culture of, oh, he's doing that. Oh, damn, dope. But
that's what hip-hop was built on.
It's internalized competition.
On bars, dissing the next person.
I mean, externalized.
Hip-hop beef makes artists.
Yes.
In hip hop, that's like just how it is.
Well, I mean, I'll say
that the whole controversy.
Jay-Z is the person that actually made beef like a real thing because he commercialized beef. You see, the first big beef, it was the first big beef ended up in guys dying, and then it was Kumbaya after that.
But you were there. You are not there also.
What do you mean? I was born when B.I.G. died. I was alive. What are you talking
about? Listen, here's what I'm saying, bro.
Only 99, dog. Notorious.
But it was commercialized at that time. They already knew. Diddy knew what he was doing with that beef.
Mm.
There was money made from it. So don't say it wasn't commercialized at that time.
Okay, it's fine. Okay,
I mean,
okay.
The lyrics of
it was competition at that time, right?
No, no, but
it was beginning to commercialize.
No, man, it was. No, what the fuck? Get on the mic then and speak. You can't be shaking your head.
Relax. No, let's not bring Neo into this, dog.
I didn't even say it was so.
Let's not bring Neo into this. You understand?
Please, you're
arrived on time.
Yeah? don't want time to talk to him. Because I'm more talented, some more land.
I'm sorry
for shouting.
I mean,
no, bro, listen. Damn. The Biggie and Tupac.
It died with them.
It died, yes. But
yes, and then after it died, Jay-Z commercialized it with the Nas beef.
No,
that's what commercialized it.
There was still, they knew what's commercializing something, making money.
No,
off
making
of it,
beef
right?
A business.
Exactly.
Because Jay-Z did that. No. They made it real competition with real life consequences of motherfuckers getting taken out.
You guys said right? The same thing.
No.
Colleges.
It became real.
Bro,
it's like gang wars. Hold on.
Death Row and Bad Boy knew that this is money for us.
No, it's
Death Row and Bad Boy knew, bro.
So gangs don't have money in between them?
Nigga. Okay, it's fine. Death Row. And Big Boy knew that this is mine.
It was East Coast, West Coast.
Already, there was commercial around it. There was
but it
money.
It was gang wars.
Sell this many records.
It was gangsters, though.
No, man, fuck, man.
Yes, that's why niggas ended up dying.
I don't see you.
Skunk peas,
but that's the thing. Them dying also...
It's gang wars.
It translated into more money.
The mafia also has people dying.
Them dying translated into more money. That is still commercializing the entire thing.
I understand
thing,
that,
bro.
But gang wars is commercialized. Drug dealing
already,
is commercialized.
Diddy already knew how to make money around that. Before when Biggie died, he made Biggie
so
pay for
his
own.
So what did Jay-Z do? He took the violence out of it. He made it strictly commercial. None of this taxi mafia, Swazi, Joe Ferrari,
saying the same thing.
DJ somebody shit.
Right, like one went to the public school and then one went to a private school.
That's actually what happened.
It's the same thing. We can agree that yes, the beef is the culture of hip hop.
It's like yes, but what I'm trying to say is that
no.
You know what I want to explain the Jay-Z part.
Lyrical content of the music.
No, wait. I want to explain the Jay-Z part. Okay, say what you're saying.
What did you say about Mswazi and them? I want to understand that.
No, I was saying the taxi wars.
I want to understand. Don't fight. Like,
No, I'm saying
like I'm fine.
People are dying.
Mswazi
wants me to repeat the Madanga Commission.
To the next one.
You don't need to talk about Madanga Commission to get views. Yeah.
You don't need. No, that's Max content. It's not our content.
When are you talking?
As much as you.
There's only one season. That matters.
Listen.
How?
I want you to dwell on this. I want to understand the Mswazi thing or the beef thing.
I get it. We're now hearing that there's beef amongst the. Former business partners in the taxi business, more Joe Ferrari, who was the guy who was DJ Somebody's boss when DJ Somebody was still working in the taxi business. Because Mina, when I met DJ Somebody, he's a guy who used to book us for performances at taxi ranks in all over PTA.
Taxi
That's
rank?
How I know. Yeah,
how
taxi ranks.
Know?
Yeah, even in Amanskraal when they opened up the shopping center and the taxi rank there, DJ Somebody
was
the guy.
Hustler.
Yeah, that's how I met DJ Somebody back then. You understand? So that's how I know the guy. And he was a guy who worked with these taxi guys who wanted to DJ. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yes. You must ask DJ who knows. He knows. So you guys forget I'm a really an OG.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Think that's because
oh, yeah.
I was in exile for
no, no,
a couple
I get
of
you,
years.
I get you, I get you.
You know, I'm out of touch.
A couple of years.
I was in exile.
You're running
I was
for
in
your
exile.
Life. You're running for your
that's
life.
That's exile. That's exile. That's the definition.
Nafis, also, can you please beat break?
Oh, we're on beat break now.
You're beat breaking.
I was enjoying this.
No, man, there was no argument. We
no, I was enjoying it because I was looking at you when you speak and then he wants my attention and I'm like, hey. Hey,
it's like
hey,
tennis.
Hey.
Have you ever watched tennis, my dog?
Yeah.
I think I know how to work with you guys. I just need to sit back and let you niggas move, you see? Do your thing.
What thing?
The way you guys are doing
no,
it.
No, but he was talking about commercializing the beef and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
it was a simple thing to get around.
Jay-Z is so commercial with his beef.
You guys
he even
had that
dropped
whole conversation.
Back to it. It wasn't, it's
you
not that hard.
Bro, on the day that Nas dropped
even,
an album.
You didn't even suggest and... No, it's how you have the knowledge of it. You know how you did it back in the
which
days
one?
When it worked with your artist.
Suggest? No, no, no.
Because
we
you didn't
no.
even first time a beef.
And you
no,
didn't say
no. There was, a, there was an altercation with AKA, but AKA knew that he would never be able to take it on a lyrical to lyrical level.
With who?
With Senzo.
With Senzo.
Yeah, he knew that he would never ooh be able to take it on a lyrical to lyrical level. And so...
Okay, as much as I hate to admit...
So without
okay,
personal
wait,
issues...
Wait, wait,
no, hold
wait,
on.
Admit,
wait, I'm telling wait you about the beef. Wait. The real beef was between myself and AKA. So, hold on. Yeah, I'm serious. How am I going to make this about myself? So if you listen to Victory Lap, right? AKA does a diss to myself and Younger. Myself and Younger had a group called the Bloody Agents. You see... These motherfuckers looking like some bloody agents. Plenty bottles, but nobody's at your table. So he's talking about us, you know, buying bottles in the club, right? And we didn't have baddies at the... And he's lying. We actually had the baddies he wanted. You understand? He didn't even have a car. I had to drop him off. You understand? At the baddies' houses. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway.
Dope. Sweet, so
it's a story for another
day. Senzo and what? Finish it. Huh? You're saying you as much as you wanna.
No, I wanted to ask
the mic. Now, watch
I'm it not sure if I agree with him.
With, yeah, with
when
Senzo,
he
AKA
says Senzo has better lyric content than is a better lyricist than
Super Mac.
Than Super Mac.
Mm. Keenan also said that. Come on, man, you forget that.
I think
they never battled
I
that
think these two different people.
No.
One with a complete hood experience.
No.
Right. The one that because I enjoy Senzo when he goes Venek.
Mm-hmm. You might
like.
But, dog, yeah, white people love his music as
you
well.
You were talking the whole hour here, nigga.
Let him okay, land. Sorry, my bad.
Yo, I'm a fan, I'm a fan.
I also shut up for a whole hour while you talked. Slowly.
Mafitsu, do you want a beat break this week?
Let me beat break.
No, I want, just finish it, bro.
I take my energy, dog.
Taki, you're disturbing Mars's job. Please.
You know, it's not good that was going to be, bro.
Nah, but he can't.
Don't be
bro
a pussy. Honor your fucking chair.
A pussy.
No, I'm mad. Not like that, man. Honor your chair, nigga. Like, say that shit. It means it's something.
Like
guys, you see
about
what
something
I'm going
he
for my salary, yeah.
Aye, man. Not like that, man. You called me...
Hey, pussy.
No, you called me... What did you call me last week?
Ikuku.
You said ngundu. What is ngundu? It's not the same thing. No, but I said... no, man.
You get pussy, dog. Again.
No, I said be a man, dog. Like, finish the point. Bro, come on, dog.
I go through a lot from my salary.
Like
stop
pussy
sulking, bro. Stop sulking, honestly. Just, I wanna, the Senzo and AKA
you
thing,
pussy for
you're breaking it down so nicely. Why don't you finish it off?
I'll be your only fan.
So I think this, for me, honestly speaking, AKA and Questa, you cannot compare two different people. They both made it in a scattercy one or Moibo Munye before the other. But comparing them in terms of lyricism, I don't think you can compare Questa to Keenan, dog. You cannot, bro. Keenan was too much. Keenan was poor.
What do you know about
Keenan?
Okay,
Keenan was.
Let's move on. I know.
Keenan.
This guy thought, who's that guy? Is a part of the Quellas again? Exactly.
He went back to the comments.
No, I went to TikTok.
Laugh at him.
Jesus.
Right. Yeah. What I was saying is that I'm a big fan of Questa. I enjoy Questa when he goes hood. You can't talk with, like, if you want to compare someone with Keenan, you must say, K.O. and King. I mean, you want to compare someone with Questa, you must say K.O. and Questa.
Yeah, but Questa wouldn't stand a chance against K.O.
But you see, I say at least you are talking about people who grew up Ekasi and the lingo is Kasi. You understand what I'm saying? With AKA, AKA had
K.O. was in 1970 something.
AKA had to polish his Kasi hood. You understand? By
1970 something.
Yeah, but okay, at the end of the day, AKA was more international.
AKA was more international than
Questa.
Are you saying that hip-hop artists cannot go head-to-head if the other one is from, speaks Vanak or sings in Vanak and the other one is from the Burbs?
It's like, we're gonna compete now. You're gonna rap in Zulu and I'm gonna rap in Tsonga. Come on.
Bro, Questa doesn't have a first, like, KO on Ranchos in my dog. Let's be honest.
Mafitoto, can you please beat breakfast?
Inspired by yesterday's performance, I enjoyed their performance. It's called The Kaya. It's Nontokozo Mkhize featuring Shwi Mantombazane. Beautiful song, gospel. The lyrics, they ice, bro. Like, they so...
Are they paying royalties?
They're so welcoming.
You must show them how to pay.
They're
also on Curve, ne?
Maz. Please talk to him.
She's not referee today, remember? We have to referee ourselves.
Yeah, actually. You guys have to.
Who said that?
Handle yourselves.
Continue. Sorry, my dog. Okay.
Who said that, man?
I'm sorry.
He said it.
Is he the producer of the show now?
You guys had the conversation.
No, he had the conversation
you all
alone.
Were in agreement with
No, we did not agree on shit. He had a conversation by himself. Not even due to agree to what I said.
Nota, can you please let my sister speak? Thank you.
And sometimes when you interrupt, when we're trying to give a context of something and then you interrupt before, you're like, pelele moyeni.
So, trust me, I understand.
Like, you pelele moyeni, like mine, they're saying pelele moya, mine.
Oh, wow. And you're talking about gospel.
Ah, do what you want.
No. I come on, Mafiso, to tell
you. Nah,
you know why I was asking?
I can't be calling you out all the time, dog.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't.
I'm sorry. But you know, we're trying to make it interesting.
No, it's not interesting. It's annoying, bro.
No, we can't just. Maz,
it's interesting.
Interesting to know, do the gospel artists pay? Did Ntokozo Mkhize pay everyone that played on her thing, Magic? Those are the tidbit stories. You know what I mean? That's what you were famous for when you did your own show.
No. You guys will not do that because I did raise up that topic at the top. You guys decided to go to MT, right? We're not going
to
do that.
And I did say, let's go back to gospel. And I'm trying to bring
there
it back
is,
to
there
the subject
no way. There's only
that
one,
we were talking about before. You see what I was
anchor,
trying to do?
There's only one anchor
okay,
on the
bad.
Show.
My bad.
There's only one anchor on the show, and that's me.
Okay, my bad.
And you guys know how we run the program.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
And there's one wanker on the show.
We are, unfortunately, we are not going to have big debate because of the time. So,
I'm a wanker now.
What are you
I am
going to
go, Takalang.
We're not going to have
big debate because time is...
Yeah, that's fine.
What was the big debate supposed to be?
No, I understand. Let me...
Can you please give us the new releases?
Okay, it's fine. This guy called me a wanker and you expect me not to respond to that?
Oh.
That's not my business. You can address it after we shoot.
What the fuck is on camera?
Yeah.
No, you went off camera.
What are you doing off camera?
Now you are speaking on camera.
How?
Ah, that nigga, please. Do you want me to say sorry?
Last week saying don't need to release.
Come on, bro.
Now you're in your feelings. You need to release, nigga.
I know you're pulling my leg, but honestly. No, listen.
I'm joking.
You and Young Stunner both need to release.
I thought it was a thingy.
I'm joking.
No, listen. I want to say this. No. I didn't mean it that way. I said, don't be a pussy. Like, you always tell me, honor your chair. Oh, and
don't
you say,
be pusillanimous. That's the name of the full word.
Bro,
I'm begging you, my nigga. Don't go back.
You know what we must try one day? Get here, we sit. And then, Maz, you interview Nota. One episode, 60 minutes. We're just going to sit. And then let him get everything that he has in mind. You understand? So that we can start having a show. Because he doesn't understand that he's hired. He has a contract. He's going to be here next week. And the other week. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, dog, bro.
No, but you can't be frustrated. Like, you just need to... We need to learn how to work.
He's in a hurry. He's lumbering.
So that we don't, like, interrupt each other. And it'll work eventually.
Is it fair that we don't interrupt him?
You do interrupt me.
But it's fine. Continue, dog. Continue, Taki.
No, like, we let him talk. Because we understand how this thing works. Like, I would interrupt you, but you know, subtle here and there. You do it, but you know.
There's timing.
Yeah, I get you. But yeah, Nota will also get the hang of
there's
it.
There's timing and catching feelings.
He'll get the hang of it. You know? The pussy shit I was talking about.
Okay.
Nigga.
No, pisolonymous.
Listen, you would say Mundu to me.
Anytime.
I understand what it means, but...
I pinned an angok.
It doesn't matter.
I'm direct now. I'm more older than you.
But here's the thing. Here's my chat, right? If you can say fuck you to me, I can say fuck you back. Age doesn't matter at that point. Mm. If you tell your daughter fuck you, you're teaching your daughter to say fuck you back.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
We're at work here.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And yeah, age doesn't work. This is professionalism. We've been professional here. Okay. So the pussy thing wasn't because you said mundu. It's not because of that.
Because I said what?
No, man. You know what I mean. It was just that I was
address note for calling you that thing. I heard you. I'm sorry.
I was caught up in a moment. I was saying, be a man. Like, honor your chair. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
You know?
Address
don't,
it now.
Don't bring it back 5 weeks later. Because I know you.
Okay. Address it now.
It's done. What about him? Because he called me a wanker.
Yeah.
What's just a wanker?
Somebody who, what's up?
I think no, last week he said, I must release. You understand? He said, no, sir, you need to relax, man. You were? When was the last time you had sex? You know? And I'm thinking, I'm older than this guy.
It took it home.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The release part home. And he probably got mad because he's on the pro one. Nah.
Okay, can you please give us new releases, my prap?
Nigga, nah. Come on, bro. Relax, man. Dude,
you know, you're very cute, Tachi.
I'm what? I was supposed to go to
Tango Supreme's
I was supposed to go to Tango Supreme's launch.
Mm.
They dropped To the Moon. They released, yeah. They dropped a project called
You
to
have
the
a
moon.
Crush then, eh?
No.
Don't start. Don't deny nonsense.
Takes two to
you
tango.
You have a crush.
I have a crush.
Between the two girls, which
and
one?
And who
is
will
it?
Come out supreme?
I don't have a crush.
Don't start. It's on camera, Piano Pulse. Don't start.
What do you mean it's on camera?
You said here on the show you have a crush on one of the girls and then they kissed you in some episode.
Who?
Ah!
Who
did they kissed him at the fellow house.
No, but that... No, we...
You have a crush.
No, I don't have a crush. No. I don't have a crush, man. No, I was interviewing them and as an intro... Listen,
you bumped
Mas,
lips into you. Oh, he was explaining to Mas. You saw.
It's chai.
No, I don't want to know, dog.
It's
you don't need to explain to me.
It's chai.
I understand. It was like we're just doing, I was interviewing him. Mm-hmm. And then it's part of the intro, just kissed me. And that was dope.
So they both kissed you like
me? Yeah, both of them. It wasn't one.
Guys,
and
guys,
innocent, like,
he came back to us and he said it on the show. He has a crush on one of the girls. I just don't know which one.
Let them find the episode and bring it.
You know, I don't know which one. You pass me Zambak every episode.
Mas.
Yeah, To the Moon. So To the Moon dropped 7-track. It's got Team and Express.
It's got Benzo.
Soul Jam, Cypherid, No One to Vilagazi. Maestro.
Nobody will like us run. It moves. Yeah. It moves.
Is it moving?
Yeah, it moves. It's a beautiful song.
I think they're managed by Dimpo now.
Who's
she's
Dimpo?
Dimpo Rapuri.
Huh?
Dimpo Rapuri.
Oh, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's her name, Dimpo Rapuri. She manages them now.
What is the best reference?
And she's always
with the goat.
Huh?
What's the best reference?
What did you say?
That's what you guys call her. They also released him.
She said what? I didn't hear her. What did they call her?
I don't know. I don't
shout
know.
Shout out Deepo, man. Love you.
That's my pizza to say. Yeah, I don't know.
And then we have Nosanye by Lo-Fi. I've actually been playing this for like 2 days straight now.
Is it Lo-Fi or Lo-Fi?
Lo-Fi.
Yeah,
Lo-Fi. It's part of it's part of a Twilight.
Yeah.
So part of the trailers.
Yeah, my favorite song from this project. My favorite song from this project is Mabulala Amakhosi.
Mabulala Amakhosi.
Mabulala Amakhosi. It's amazing.
Oh, Kanye Bully is officially number one. Yeah. Down, Kill Brady. Down.
Nah? So there's 14 tracks. I mean, it's got La Cabra, Blue Papi, Shui, Mantombazane.
Again.
Leah Butler, yeah. So shout out to Lo-Fi, man.
He doesn't get
so Shui Mantombazane featured a hip-hop artist?
Yeah. They featured him.
How?
Featured
I already did that with him.
By Lo-Fi.
With Kid X.
No.
Yo, 2018. 8 years ago.
Okay, and then another one is Tembisu. Is Tembisu by Umlabalaba.
Yes. Umlabalaba, like Umrabarab.
Umlabalaba is staying
alive. Yeah, wasn't that guy like top 5 on Apple Music?
He should be number 5, if not 6.
He can't be.
So it's Maskandi, this one.
Yeah, he's Maskandi.
Yeah. And then the other one is Granny's Love by Mick Man.
He's number 4 right now.
Umlabalaba.
Bully is number 1. Aura Era is number 2.
Aura Era.
All Roads Lead to Home, which is Central City.
Guys, we're left with 2 minutes.
And Izetembiso, Umlabalaba is number 4.
Where's La Cabra staying?
And then Yeet, A Day Later, or ADL, is number 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Nosange? How far down is Nosange?
Set number 7 behind Out of
it's number 7.
Olivia Dean, which is at number 6.
That's
yes.
doing fairly well.
Yeah, it's just ahead of The Fall Off by J. Cole.
Oh.
But not in the top 5.
Okay, SA charts, please. Who dropped?
That's it. I mean, I
move like old school radio.
Neutral drop.
I move like radio, but I prefer to talk last about week. South African music than American music.
You know, I was watching the show, and you see, when we all speaking at the same time, it doesn't make sense. You can't even enjoy the show.
Nope.
People aren't watching the show anymore because
you know
that.
Whose fault that is.
I'm talking now, and you're fucking doing it.
It's the guy
exactly
doing the
what
sound.
I'm talking about.
You
no.
need to pan the sound so that you get. Yes, that's what you do. You change the sound so that it goes in. You need to put the sound in Dolby 7.2.
Guys,
you understand what I'm saying?
No, it needs to be in surround sound.
So when Sfiso's talking, you can hear Sfiso's in that corner. He's talking in that side. You understand? When you're watching your surround sound, you understand if you've got a cinema at the house.
You know? I hear what he's saying. Fair. Listen. Listen. Let me think. I tried watching the episode last week.
It was so
surround sound.
Actually, we're doing it again. The thing is, Maz, you do it as well, but you don't notice it.
No, Maz can do it because her voice
wait,
is a female tone.
Can you wait?
So it carries
you
through.
Don't have
you need
to hold
wait.
Me accountable let me, that I'm not
we
doing
all
it.
Account. We all doing it.
No.
Nobody's innocent here.
No.
That's she's doing it right now.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
it's
doing
not,
it on purpose right now because that's a lie, nigga. Anyway.
It's not. The show is not enjoyable anymore because we speak over each other. When I was at Youth on Tuesday, when it dropped,
it's a mess.
I'm chilling there. Like, four people came to me, they're like, dog, we can't hear what you guys are saying.
But they know it's not
you. You guys, you can't finish that. You can't even finish a sentence before you get interrupted. This person can't finish a sentence before they get interrupted. Like, it doesn't make sense. I went home and I watched
it. Show me one podcast in the country where people say what they actually feel. When a nigga says, fuck you, and he actually feels it, and he says it. There's not one. You understand what I'm saying? And it's going to be messy when it's like that. It's real. You understand? And people need to understand that a real show looks real. So if they want it to be like paper cutty, like, hey, it needs to be perfect. Hey, this one needs to speak at this time. No, you're going to get a whack, boring show. Go watch all those other boring motherfucking shows where niggas never tell the truth. They lie every single episode. Go watch that shit. Don't watch this shit and comment nonsense, motherfucker. We prepare this show.
Did you see what just happened now? We kept quiet. He said his piece. Nobody interrupted him. He got his point across. That's what people want. They don't say, don't be authentic. Be yourself. Say your shit. Be real. Don't lie. But give each other a chance to speak. That's what they're asking for. I couldn't enjoy the show. I normally enjoy Music Pals. I enjoyed Piano Pals. But I didn't enjoy it because we speak over each other. And that is stupid. That is dumb. You claim to be smart, but what you're doing right now is not smart, my nigga. You're smarter than this, bro. You know better, dog. You can do better. Please, can we please get better? Also, Sfiso, bro, everybody enjoys your takes, dog. Well experienced, well executed, but you're not given a chance properly. And osangala. So just sit back, let him do his shit, and then you come back to it. That's the only way we're going to win, because this is fucking bullshit. This is a good show. It's an amazing show. But we need to let each other speak, dog. As much as my opinions might be immature, whatever, they still matter here and there. Because I know myself. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You're qualified.
You know, yeah.
You're an academic regalia.
Everything is going to fall into place, comrades. I'd like to think this was a much better episode in terms of listening to each other. You know, I don't know about you, Maz.
No. I don't think.
Same shit. Then we're back there again. They're going to be complaining.
I think my biggest concern, like I've said to you, is that you guys start topics, you derail into another. You don't hold up a conversation and finish it and wrap it up nicely where it's a conversation worth listening to. And one would stay to actually want to hear what you want to talk about next because the previous one was that.
Oh,
you understand?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think...
Yeah, but that's the thing. I feel like that's part of the art of podcasting. We'll always derail and try to make examples and then go into the next topic and blah, blah,
but
blah.
But we come back to it.
But we come back to it. But
circle
the
back.
Thing is,
you need to watch the entire episode.
You can't
be watching for clips.
She's complaining about the time. That takes time. When we do that, it takes time.
Anyway,
it takes time to get better at this.
Anyway, guys, I think this conversation...
But nigga, please. I don't know. But it's like...
No, is there anything you want to say? Sorry, Tah, we have to.
Yeah, about Sky Nipache, it's a team building, Buffett. For us as a show.
You're telling me he wasn't invited.
With team building. This thing of always leaving me out.
Okay.
You understand? So you need your own team building. Or maybe you must just ask me to do the team building. I can host us, you understand what I'm saying? I can house us, you understand?
Is there anything you want to say to wrap up?
Oh yeah. I wanted to ask the people in charge of these distribution companies to sort of at least submit the music that they're dropping on time, maybe submit every Friday to us so we know the music that dropped, because now we don't want to be in a place where we're just focusing on certain people. You understand? Mm. We want to talk about everybody who makes music.
It's distribution companies.
Yeah, yeah. I already spoke to someone at Virgin Music, Klonpo. He's going to submit. So now you can talk to VG or I can talk to VG. We want them to just give us who dropped every Friday.
Yeah, but what,
we have it in first hand.
What about the guys that are independent? Yeah? What about the guys that are
independent? Yeah, they can also DM and stuff like that. Even if the reason why I say distribution company, even if they're independent, they're still dropping under distribution company, most of them, not all of them. All
right, guys, thank you so much. That was Music Pulse.
We had time for the big debate, guys. To be honest, we did have time, but
cool. Newell? Exactly.
What you said? I thought you were going to complain about the set. Like, Siso said you must ask about.
Yeah, no, the set, guys. When are we fixing the set? Can we?
No, please, let's do team building first.
Can we please fix the set? It's not giving.
Let's get more budget. Let's get more sponsors.
Also, but no, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, say it.
No, the editing production, no ways.
Tell us.
No ways.
No, read the room's editing is so much better than ours.
Exactly,
and we've got the same editor.
Because they spoke about it.
And we've got the same editor. How is the editor? The editor, clearly, Chief, if you want Londi London, she's got 2 kids, dog. Relax yourself, bro. Relax. Relax yourself. Shamiso's with Speedster. Unless you want Phil. Are you trying to impress Phil? Like, what's going on with the editing on Read the Room? Like, I don't get it.
It's amazing.
Dude,
it's fucking amazing.
Like, yo, dude, remember who pays the bills. Let's go.
Ooh.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about Back to the City.
That was Music Pulse. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, why crash out at the end like that?
Who's crashing out?
It was necessary.
Boogie chillas, punchy menzela. Sekai bise moye.